Unit 15, Social Inequality. Civil rights was an important milestone for United States history. It marked a period where social inequalities began to lawfully be illegal throughout the entire country. Still, this did not happen overnight and took many years to accomplish. The story of civil rights. Civil rights. Can be traced back long before America was even a country. In ancient times, slaves were used to build the pyramids, roads, and almost every large structure we see today. Artifacts. Artifacts found by scientists suggest that slavery was everywhere in the world, from Asia to South America. It became a common practice, so common that many important figures throughout history even had slaves, such as Thomas Jefferson. In most societies during these times, slavery and social inequality was so entrenched, that few thought it was even wrong. During the 19th century, a civil war was fought in America over the practice of slavery. The South was pro-slavery, while the North saw the oppression of slaves immoral and against everything the country stood for. The North won the war and the slaves were freed from their bondage and captivity. They were even given the right to vote. Though free by law, the former slaves were still de facto marginalized by all sectors of society in America. Brave leaders stood up and spoke on behalf of these men and women to speak about how they were still being discriminated against in society. They felt that a much larger paradigm shift was necessary throughout society as a whole, and that a blind eye could no longer be turned towards their suffering. This notion of the discrimination of the former slaves grew throughout the 20th century. Bias laws marginalized the former slaves, insulted them, and drove them to poverty and suffering of unimaginable proportions. The population, however, began to resist this inequality and called for the laws in the country to immediately be amended. The burden and injustices that the former slaves were exposed to can never be fully understood, but at least a change in laws could give them a chance for their children to lead normal lives without feeling the prejudice of society. No matter what the law says, though, it is up to the people to counter these feelings by actively working to help the conditions of these people and accept them for who they are. Racism or discrimination in any form is morally wrong and should not be tolerated by a free society.